pick it up from this particular psalm and just pray through it as the Lord helps us to address particular issues that are in his purview concerning those things that relate to us directly or indirectly. Psalm 35 is a psalm in which David starts out by saying, "Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead. Plead my cause." And that's what we're going to basically start out with. Grapple. Deal. Address my particular situation, whatever that situation is. Our situations can be very varied. Your situation may be a health situation. Your situation may be a financial situation. Your situation may be a situation of you or somebody that you know grappling with a particular situation, an addiction, a health situation, a court legal situation, a marital situation, a relational situation, whatever that situation is. It says, plead my cause, rib, take up my case, and fight against them that fight against me. Amen. Hallelujah. Fight against them that fight against me. Take a hold of my case. Grapple with this situation. Take a hold of it. Handle it. Focus on this situation. Amen? But before we begin praying, let us just sing this song as an expression of faith before the Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Lord, we surrender all. Everything about our lives, we surrender to you now. Everything concerning our families, concerning our lives, concerning our church, concerning our business, our work. Lord of God, everything concerning anything that concerns us, we surrender it all to you now, and we'll leave it before you, and we'll walk away not empty-handed, but we'll walk away with our hands, our heart, our person filled with your blessings, with your answers, with your assurance, with your peace, with victory established. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. All right. So, it says, plead my cause. That word, plead again, means for God to take a hold of, to defend, to chide, to deal with that which is contrary to me. Plead my cause. That Hebrew word is the word rib. So we're going to pray, God, I am giving you everything that concerns me. Like I said, whatever it is that concerns you may be different from what concerns somebody else. But we are going to be praying for ourselves individually. But remember that effective praying is not just what you're praying for yourself. It is what you're praying for your brother and for your sister. Amen? So as we cry out to God tonight and say, plead my cause, O Lord, we are saying, God, step into my situation. Step into this particular situation that is facing me right now, that is facing me financially, that's facing me maritally, that is facing me relationally, that's facing me in my health, whatever it is, whatever this cause of mine is, that's facing our church. God, take a hold of it and fight for us. Amen? Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Those that are fighting against me, those that are standing against me, those that are plotting against me, whatever it is. And that thing, if its name is diabetes or cancer or high blood pressure, that's an enemy. That's what is fighting against me. And Lord, plead my cause. Now when it says plead my cause, the reason I'm repeating this again is the word plead is not, go and beg. We're not asking God to go beg cancer or beg that financial situation. We're saying, God, you know what my cause is. Fight this thing for me. This is not my battle. This is your battle. I'm turning this battle over to you. This court case, I'm turning it over to you. I'm expecting, God, that you are going to fight it for me. I'm coming before the courts of heaven right now, and I'm saying, Lord Jesus, you're my attorney. Father, you are the great judge. This is your son. Whatever it is you guys need to discuss it, but this enemy cannot win this case. Amen? Pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. This fight against them that fight against me. Word is lakam. And it means to destroy. It's not fight and then the other person goes home. This is not that word. This is a word that means that annihilate, destroy, whatever it is that is trying to overcome me. Basically, what the psalmist is saying is the enemy didn't come to fight to lose. He came to fight to destroy me. He came to fight to make sure that I don't have another chance to fight again. He came to fight to finish me. Fight against them means finish them out. These things, whatever it is that is coming against me to try to finish me out, Father, come and fight against them. Do war against these things. Destroy them. Consume them. Amen? Hallelujah. So we are going to pray as we push on that particular verse. We're going to say, God, wipe out this enemy that is trying to wipe me out. They want me to fail. Let them fail. Amen? Pray. Go deeper. Praise the Lord. The Lord said to the Israelites that these Egyptians or these enemies that you see today, you shall see them no more. We don't want any enemy left. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't want, there are enough battles to fight. We don't want to fight those battles. We want this taken care of once and for all. Hallelujah. He says, okay, I'll do that. You've heard me tell the story of how I had gone to India many years back. I think it was 93, something like that. That was my first time. And while I was there, God did many, many miracles. And while there, I would think almost all through the time I was there, I was sick. I was sick. When it was time for me to minister, I'll be perfectly well. I didn't know exactly all that was happening. All I do remember is towards the end of this battle, and my life was greatly changed as a minister while I was there in India because of the things the Lord taught me. I remember one day dreaming, and in my dream, I was heading towards a forest. And as I was going towards this forest, I stopped and I said, I didn't tell Mama that I was going to the forest, so I won't go there. I will let her know what I'm trying to do before I head down. And I woke up and the Lord spoke to me. He said to me, he said, son, it's a good thing you didn't go into that forest. I said, why do you say that? He said, if you'd gone into that forest, you would have not come out of that forest. Basically, what he was saying to me is you would have gone into a comatose state and not come out. You would have died.
Wow. I said, wow.
At the same time that that was happening to me, when I got home, Mama and another sister who's no longer part of us right now. Maybe that might change in the days to come, I don't know. Anyway, because they did not leave themselves, they left because of somebody else. They both woke up at the same exact same time that I was going through that battle in India. And they both started praying for me. They woke up at about 3 a.m. or something like that. The Lord woke them up and said, pray, pray, pray. So they woke up and they began praying and interceding for me. When I told them about what had happened, when I told Mama, I said, that's exact same time that we were busy praying for you here. I said, wow. Anyhow, the part the Lord just ministered to me to share with you was when the crusade meeting was all done and I was ready to start heading home, and I was heading from a province called Orissa, and I was going to a city called Hyderabad, and I'm in the back of this van. The driver and another brother were in front. I'm in the back of this van, laid down there, and I'm shivering, I'm shaking. All of a sudden, God opened my eyes. And I saw what I was battling. As far as the eyes could see, if you can see, possibly from where you are right now, you can see up to the border of the U.S. If you could see that, it's almost impossible. But if you could see it, in every direction, where these demonic entities, all kinds of creatures, and there I was in the middle of these things, ready to kill me. So I grabbed the sword of the Spirit and I started fighting all of these demonic spirits, chopping heads and limbs and everything, cutting all kinds of things up. You know, in the realm of spirit, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff. I was cutting everything possible, and I'm fighting, and I'm fighting, and I'm fighting, and I'm fighting, and fighting. I don't know where that strength came from, but that the Lord put it inside of me. But there I saw myself fighting all these things, and I could see all these creatures. When I got home, I was watching a science fiction movie. And when I looked on there, guess what I saw? Those same demons that I saw that was fighting in India, they were right there on television. That's when I said, oh my God, Hollywood, these are highly demonized people. Because these are creatures you cannot imagine with the natural mind. There was nothing natural. Creatures that had all kinds of stuff. If you can imagine any weird creature, anytime you see something on that television screen and you think, oh, this is really evil, this is weird, it is real. Somebody had seen it and recreated it, and they are not spirit-filled. Now, I don't know why the Lord told me to tell you that story, But I tell you that story to tell you this. You are fighting a real battle. You know, in the natural, I thought, okay, I have a real serious fever, and I'm really sick, and I'm shivering. But really what I was dealing with was spiritual things that were trying to kill me. And so when we talk about God fight for me here, I don't want you to be casual about it. Amen? Don't be casual about this. This is a real battle. And the fact that the Lord told Mama, read Psalm 27 last Sunday morning and told me to pray through Psalm 35, and I didn't get to it last Friday, but we are starting it now. I want you to take this seriously. God needs to fight this battle for you and I. Amen? It's too the enemy is too big for you. All right? So we're going to pray. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Stand up to help me. I need help, and I need it now. And I don't want these enemies to come back up. I want you to cut them down, destroy them. That's what you're destroying. Amen? So pray fervently. Whatever it is that's trying to block my path, trying to cause me not to flourish, cause me to not blossom, cause me not to succeed, standing in my way, I am not giving them any room to live. Amen? They want to take me out. I want them taken out. That's what we're praying. Amen? That thing that doesn't want me to get married, you are out. That thing that doesn't want me to have a child, you are out. That thing that doesn't want me to graduate, you are out. I'm cut. You are cut off. God, stand up and fight for me. Help me now. I need help. Amen? Pray. Whoever and whatever is trying to disturb those who are in the Savior, I identify with those who are in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, oh God, my case is taken up by your Spirit. And Lord, oh God, your God is strong. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom, oh God, of being a victor and not a victim ever again. In Jesus' mighty name, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. He says, draw out also despair and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. So in essence, he's saying, God, wipe them out and assure me, God, by speaking into my life. Say to my spirit, I am thy salvation. I tell me you're taking care of this now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, let me know you're taking care of this. I want to hear you say it. I want you to say it to me. Let me hear it. I am thy salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is taking up our case. Hallelujah. He says, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. They devise my hurt. Let them be put into a state of utter confusion. They devised. Notice the word, devise. That is, to create. In their actions, in their thoughts, in whatever way, they devised, they planned, they created something that will hurt me. What should we do that will really hurt him? What does he like? Okay. Yes, he likes ice cream. Let's put some sand inside that ice cream so that he cannot have his ice cream. He says, they devise my hurt. Take them out. Hallelujah. Take them out. Amen. They devise my hurt. Confuse them. He says, let them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord do what? Chase them. Amen. You see them running crazy. Nobody sees what is pursuing them. Why is that guy running? Who's they're screaming and running down like a crazy man? The angel of the Lord is chasing them. So we're going to say, angels of the Lord, get to action. Begin to chase these enemies. Chase them, chase them, chase them, chase them. Amen? Chase them. You know, the fight we are asking God to do here is not the kind of play fight he did with Jacob. You know, and wrestled with Jacob all night. And Jacob said, if you don't bless me, you're not going anywhere. Can you imagine? The Bible says, just tapped his hip and it went out of joint. That's play fight. Now, this one we're saying, God, even before you come close, knock that waist off. Let them not even have a chance of even moving. Amen? Praise the Lord. It says, blow upon them like chaff. Blow them away. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. That's two things. The way is dark already. That means when your way is dark, you start stumbling. But slippery also, that's double whammy. Amen? So, he says, let the angel of the Lord not just chase them now, persecute them. Hallelujah. Let the angel of the Lord persecute. In other words, beat them. Whip them. You know, in Nigeria we talk about cowhide, they call it kuboko. Let the angel of the Lord take a big, strong kuboko and whip them. Let them be screaming. This is what we're asking God to do. Now, if you want your enemy not to be running away and you want to embrace them, and then this prayer is not for you. But you've not faced anything. But if you want your enemies dealt with, whatever that enemy is, somebody trying to draw you into a case to waste your money and your time. I look at what's happening down south. You know, people being dragged into law cases. They have to have lawyers sell their house for something that had nothing to do with them. You spent all of your life raising, making your money, and overnight, your money is gone because somebody dragged you into some kind of a case that you should not be involved in for whatever crazy reason. No, I don't need that nonsense. I want the blessing of God to be in my life and abide. But that enemy must be confused. Amen? God, angels of the living God, chase and persecute them. That's all we're going to pray here. Amen? We've already said, God, fight for me. Now, the Lord is telling us, showing us how we should pray this prayer. This prayer is in the Bible for a reason. Amen? It's in the Bible, what? For a reason. So we're going to pray that prayer. God, send your angels to chase them and persecute them. Pray.
Let them keep on falling and drooping their head as they are being persecuted. All my enemies are in a state of confusion. God resist in my heart, resist in my chest. Chase them, persecute them. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He says, for without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. It's nothing that I didn't go instigate this. They just sat down and devised this plan, said, digging a pit for me to fall into. Dig the pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let him not be aware of the destruction that comes upon him, and let his net that he had hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Whatever they planned for me, let it happen for them. That's not my portion, that is their portion. Amen? He says, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. So we're going to pray, God, whatever they plan, let it happen for them. That's not my portion. My portion is that I'm going to rejoice in you. This is the day for me to rejoice. I will rejoice. Amen? But the cancer that they planned for me, they are going to get it. Amen? The poverty they planned for me, they're going to get it. The stuff they planned for my children, they're going to get it. Hallelujah. Whatever they planned against my business, my ministry, my calling, my position, my status, they are going to get it. Amen? They planned for me to be shamed. That's what they're going to get. They wanted me to have confusion. That's what they get. Me, I'm going to be well, blessed, and highly favored. They wanted me to be crippled. They are the ones that are crippled. They planned an accident for me. They are the ones that got into the accident. They dug a pit for me. They fell into it. Whatever it is that they planned, they get. Amen? So we're going to simply pray here. God, whatever my enemy is planning, Lord, let them plan it very well. And after they finish planning it, let them fall into it. Amen? The kind of hole that they will never get out of, that's what they planned for me. Let them dig it very well. The kind of contraption that they planned, let them plan it very well. And when they are finished, let them fall into it. So I don't have to do anything. They did it. they got what they sowed. Amen? Pray. Lord, oh God, I am not going to be harassed by whatever it is you plan. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Father, 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 I give you blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. They planned death for me, but they are dead. Your goodness follows me. Your mercy follows me. Your favor follows me. I'm blessing you. Salvation. You are my 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 salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. He says, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. And right here in this particular verse, the Bible is telling us, he says, the poor and the needy are being spoiled. In other words, whatever it is that belongs to them is being taken by somebody. Huh? In essence, God is saying, you're not meant to be poor and struggling. Somebody's taking your stuff. Somebody's backbiting behind you and making certain that things don't happen as you expected. Somebody is backbiting, gossiping. Somebody is doing something. Somebody planned to do something really nice for you. And there somebody comes in, you know, very, very cunningly says something to them. And all of a sudden, the excitement and the exuberance that they had to try to do whatever it is they wanted to do, they start calming down and cooling off. He says, somebody's doing something. You promise something, I'm going to do this for you, and you're waiting, and all of a sudden, it's a mirage. Whoever and whatever it is that is doing that, God, deal with it. Listen, now when we pray in this prayer, I want you to understand something. That the enemy may not attack you directly, but indirectly. So Johnny wants to bless me. Johnny is going to be an answer of prayer for my life. And what does the enemy do? He attacks Johnny. Johnny wants to give me $1 million, and all of a sudden, the enemy goes and blows off the $1 million, and Johnny doesn't have the $1 million to give to me. Now I don't have the $1 million, and Johnny doesn't have anything. He has problems. You understand? So when we pray in this prayer and say, God, fight for me, Don't just be thinking about yourself. Think about all the people around you that need to be delivered so that they can be a blessing to you. Amen? If you just focus, oh God, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, that doesn't solve any problem. You got to cover the people that are supposed to be blessings to you. Amen? You understand? So, it says here, the enemy is too strong for me. You are the God who delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him. So in essence, the poor has remained poor because there's an enemy that's busy taking his portion. Yea, the poor and the needy. Not only is he poor, but he's needy. He needs something. He needs this and he needs that. And God is saying, you're not created to need anything. That's what he's saying indirectly. I'm not called to be poor. I'm not called to be needy. Something is happening that is spoiling me. So we're going to pray, God, do this. Actually, we're going to leave that verse up there, Psalm 35 and verse 10. As best as you can, pray what is in there. Amen? God, deal with this for me. Pray.
Father, thank you. I speak restoration. I declare God will have a vision of this enemy. Jesus, Lord God, spoil them. Spoil them. Spoil them and restore. Spoil them and restore me. Restoration, a thousand times restoration, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord of God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord of God, for all the Lord, now, in the mighty name of God, now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever has the enemy has deceived. Oh God, that we should have been choose the right thing. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to wrap up that particular segment. Let us begin to say, Lord, restore to me everything that has been stolen from me, known and unknown. Restore everything. Restore it all. Restore it all. Restore it all. He says, when we identify the thief, and the thief is the devil and all his cohorts, he says the thief has to pay back sevenfold, seven times. But God says, I'm going to bless you 1,000 times more than you are now. Amen? So we're going to demand that there be sevenfold return that the enemy pays back. You see, if every one of us begin to declare for restoration of that which the enemy has stolen, the devil will be bankrupt. Amen? Hallelujah. But the God we serve is a God who is more than enough. Hallelujah. He can bless us 1,000 times more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Having sufficiency does not make us bad, or else there'll be no heaven. Because when you get to heaven, which is possible here in the earth, there will be no lack. Amen? There will be no sickness and disease. There will be nothing that is wrong. Will that mean that you're going to become bad? Because good things make people bad? Make you lazy? Because good things make people lazy? No. None of that. God is not a bad God. He's all-sufficient, and he's altogether good. Amen? So, it is man who doesn't find satisfaction in God that turns bad. When you feel like you need something. When we are in the presence of God, there is no presence of need. Because you are fully satisfied. Amen? God is our satisfaction. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to say, God, restore to me everything that has been taken from me. Let it not be one area where I look at and say, oh, there's a need. No, the only need I am going to have is the need to express favor to other people. Amen? I see somebody else has a need that needs to be taken care of. I take care of it. I will have no need. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? Pray.
Oh God, you double it. And Father God, now I have no need. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to pray one more prayer in regards to this. I want you to pray that as a family, as a church, that we have so much that we have a committee, a group, that sits down and all the work that they do is to find out which needs need to be met out there. You understand? We don't have any issues. We don't have any needs. All we're doing as a family, we sit down, say, okay, what did you find out there? What needs need to be met? Who deserves to be addressed? What do they need to be done there? How can we be of help in this particular situation? How can we be of help over here? What can we do to change things over there? That is my family. And that is our church. You understand? Okay, because our needs are met. God already told us, yeah, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee which delivers the poor from him that is too strong from him, yet the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. So needing and poverty, that's not God's will for me. So I'm asking God, identify the devil and his cohorts, sevenfold return. He said he will bless me 1,000 times more. I'm going to be greater 1,000 times now. And then he says, for all the trouble you've gone through, I'll bless you double for all your troubles. So after the sevenfold and the thousand times, he says, double. How can you have a need? I don't care. There's no need. You have to find a place to distribute. God, make me your distributor. Are you ready to pray? Pray. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Lord. You have heard me and my center of all the goodness of God. I have. Blessed be the name of the living God. We are for signs and wonders. Oh, I am the children. In the mighty name of Jesus, to be a distribution center. Oh, God. A distribution family, a distribution church, a distribution gracious, and the Holy Spirit is our help. Lord, let the Holy Spirit as a helping spirit cause us now to be helping people in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess this is almost how far we're going to be able to go today. If the Lord lets me, we'll continue with this. But let us wrap up by praying. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is going to be our helper. Amen? He is the Spirit that comes alongside of us and He helps us. And He is the Holy Spirit that gives us remembrance. Yes? All of those things are necessary. As we've prayed that God should help us become His distributing center, let us pray, God, Your Holy Spirit is a spirit that helps. Let us be the manifestation of that helping spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that causes us to remember. Let us be a conduit, a manifestation of those that remember. Amen? We don't forget. We remember. And, Bible says, and God remembered Hannah. The Lord remembered Hannah. I want to be that one that is going to be used by God to help. Used by God to remember people that feel like they've been forgotten. Amen? It says the Holy Spirit is the one that walks alongside of us. He's a paraclete. He comes alongside. Amen. God, use me to be that one that comes alongside people that are weak and gives them a helping hand. Praise the Lord. Make sense? So we're going to basically pray, Father, just that the Spirit of truth is, just like the Holy Spirit is, may we be a manifestation of what the Spirit of God is. That one who comes alongside, that one who remembers, that one who comes and helps. Amen? Let us manifest who you are. Pray that prayer.
that vessel that you can use to God Almighty be all the glory, all the praise, all the worship, and the honor.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'll encourage you to, your private time, continue on praying through Psalm 35. And we stopped in verse 10. I'll take it on, continue from verse 11, and just continue to pray it. And may the Lord God Almighty help us accomplish everything that we are believing Him for. May He answer us speedily and efficiently for His glory and honor and for our benefit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the grace accorded us to pray. We're thankful, Lord O God, that you've eradicated all false witnesses. We live in a world where people just come out of the blue and accuse. They point the finger of accusation and they say this happened and that happened, and then people just start popping out of the woodworks and say, well, it happened to me too. Me too. Me too. Wickedness is in a rampage. And Lord God Almighty, today in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that we will never be victims of this foolishness. For Lord God Almighty, we ask, O God, that by the authority of your will and your word, that every false witness be cut off. Lord, O God, everyone, O God, seeking, planning to entangle any of your sons or your daughters in anything, O God, that is diabolical. Lord, O God, anything, O God, that will create an atmosphere of shame. And Lord, O God, that you will lambast them and cut them off before they can open their filthy mouths. In the mighty name of Jesus, stop everything that is not of your will for our lives and cause us, O God, to be vehicles that you can use in this last of the last days to show forth your glory, to declare your praise, to, O God, walk, O God, in the fullness of integrity, manifesting your glorious name in the midst of men and women everywhere, locally and globally. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you've risen and you've taken up this battle and you have won a mighty battle for us. We declare, O God, that favor will come upon everyone that favors us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them shout for joy. O God, who've taken up, O God, our righteous cause, let them declare it this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, that you, our Father, be magnified. For you are the God who takes pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. God who takes pleasure in our prosperity. God who takes pleasure in our good success. God who takes pleasure in us being victorious. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We worship you. We adore you. And we magnify your glorious name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.